Okay, so have you ever felt that kind of like stuck feeling?
Yeah.
Like you're at this crossroads and there are all these paths you could take, but you're just completely frozen?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like that classic analysis paralysis thing. It's like, there are tons of options, but somehow that just makes it even harder to actually pick one and
Yeah,
move forward.
exactly. And that's actually what we're going to deep dive into today. We're looking at this situation that I think a lot of people can relate to. Someone posted on Facebook, they're in their early 40s. They've got this degree in environmental science and they love to travel, no kids or anything, holding them back. And right now they're teaching high school science without actually like having a teaching degree or anything. But the thing is, they said they've been agonizing over what to do with their career for like the past decade, like completely stuck, just wishing someone would tell them what to do.
Wow, a decade of that. That's going to be exhausting. It's like it's gone beyond just picking a career at that point, right? It's more like this feeling of just being lost.
Exactly. And that's what we really want to dig into today.
Yeah.
How can we help this person, and honestly, anyone listening who might be feeling the same way, how can we help them move from feeling paralyzed to actually having some clarity about what steps to take next?
It's such a good question because, when you feel that kind of pressure, the natural instinct is to just jump into problem-solving mode. Like, okay, what's the right job? What's the quick fix? But the Clarity Lab method, which is what we're going to explore today, it kind of flips that on its head.
Okay, so let's talk about this Clarity Lab method. What's the main idea behind it?
So at its core, the Clarity Lab method is all about, well, clarity. It's about taking a step back from that urge to just grab onto the first solution that comes along and instead actually putting in the time and effort to truly understand the problem you're facing. It's like, before you even start building a house, you got to make sure you really get the lay of the land.
That makes sense. It does feel like there's this constant pressure to just act to move fast. Is that something we're missing out on by doing that?
Definitely. All the stuff we've been reading talks about how in so many areas of life, like business, personal development, even innovation, there's this huge emphasis on speed and iteration, like build fast, fail, fast pivot quickly.
So like agile and lean, those types of approaches.
Right.
But what's the potential downside of that kind of thinking when it comes to these really big life decisions, like a career change?
That's exactly it. While that speed and flexibility, they're great in some contexts, the research suggests there can be this collapse of deep thinking almost. It's like we get so fixated on being efficient and productive that we don't take the time to really define the problem we're trying to solve in the first place.
Like a company that's obsessed with growth but doesn't really understand what their customers want, or someone who's super organized and productive but has no idea what they're actually working towards.
Exactly. It's like sprinting towards a finish line without even checking if it's the right race. And that's where the Clarity Lab method comes in. It's especially helpful in situations that are full of uncertainty, like our Facebook friend's situation with their career. Being able to really reframe the problem to dig into the nuances before jumping into solutions, that's where the power lies. There's even this example in the material about a senior lecturer who felt totally stuck in his career. And it wasn't until he went through a Clarity Lab checkpoint that he realized it wasn't about picking the wrong path. It was about not having a clear definition of what success even meant for him personally.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. So it's like gaining clarity isn't just a step, it's like a superpower in a way.
Totally. Because speed without understanding it can lead to a lot of wasted time and energy. Like imagine a startup that keeps pivoting from one idea to the next because they haven't figured out their core value. Or someone who's incredibly efficient but feels totally unfulfilled. Or teams building features that nobody actually wants. The Clarity Lab method, it really highlights how important it is to deeply explore the problem right from the start.
So how does this method actually work in practice? Like, what are the actual
Well,
steps?
it's built around three main lanes: explore together, elaborate, and land and scale. It's basically a structured way to go from feeling confused to gaining clarity and then into actually taking action.
Let's dig into that first lane, explore together. How can that initial phase help someone like our friend on Facebook who's feeling so lost about their career?
So that first phase, it's all about going deep. They've given us some info about their situation and some careers they thought about, but the Clarity Lab method encourages us to step back from those initial ideas and really ask, what are the fundamental problems that are making them feel stuck? Is it really just about changing jobs, or is there something deeper going on?
So we need to look beyond just wanting a different job title.
Exactly. Lane A of the method gives us a few key questions to guide this exploration. The first one is, what are the root cause problems? So for our Facebook poster, yeah, they want a new career, but we can kind of read between the lines and see some deeper issues. They mention things like student discipline burnout and policy changes at their teaching job, which, you know, kind of suggests maybe they don't feel valued or they lack autonomy. Then with the science consulting, they talked about struggles with the business side, the ups and downs of being self-employed, worrying about the industry shrinking and not making as much money as they'd like. And finance, while they're not passionate about it and they have ethical concerns. And animal-related fields, while they love animals, the low pay is a real problem. So it's starting to look like a pretty complex situation.
It definitely sounds like it's more than just wanting a different job title. It's like all these factors are tangled up together.
Exactly. And the second question in lane A is, who and what are the key influences? Looking at the Facebook posts, we can see a few. There's their family member who works in finance. So maybe that represents a certain kind of stability and financial security. Then there's the fact that they seem to be good at teaching, even though they don't love it. So maybe that creates a sense of obligation or makes them feel like it's the safe option. And of course, there's the pull of their passions, nature and travel. Those are huge motivators. And then you've got those bigger things like the fear of AI taking over certain jobs like corporate training.
Right. So all these influences, both from within them and from the outside world, they're shaping how they see their options and how risky or rewarding each path seems.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the third question in the Explore Together lane. What assumptions are we making? This is where things can get really interesting because often these assumptions are kind of hidden. Our Facebook friend might be assuming that a fulfilling career has to be either driven by passion or by high pay. But maybe there are roles that could offer both or prioritize other things like autonomy or impact. They might also be assuming that the careers they've listed are the only options when there could be totally different fields or hybrid roles they haven't even thought of. And then there's the assumption that switching careers without direct experience is impossible.
So by going through these questions, the problems, the influences, and the assumptions, we can start to really understand why this person feels stuck. It's like getting a much clearer picture of the whole situation.
Exactly. And one of the cool tools in Lane A is something called problem space mapping. It's basically like creating a visual map of all these elements. You've got the stuff they don't like about their current job, their passions, the external pressures, the things they feel are holding them back. And you map out how all these pieces are connected and how they contribute to that feeling of being at a crossroads. That visual representation, it can really powerful. It can help you see connections that you might not have noticed before, and it gives you a more holistic understanding of the situation. And this isn't just something theoretical for our Facebook friend. It's a tool that anyone listening can use when they're faced with a tough decision.
So once we've really explored the problem space using those questions, and maybe even this problem space mapping thing, where do we go next in the Clarity Lab method? That would be lane B, elaborate, right?
Yes. So now that we have a much better understanding of the underlying issues from Leonor, lane B is about expanding the possibilities and starting to test out different directions, even if it's just in our minds at first. The method talks about using personal journey checkpoints. So for our Facebook poster, this could be like imagining what different career paths might look like in the short term, the long term, and everything in between. Like, what if they went for a teaching credential and looked at international schools? Could that combine their love of teaching with their passion for travel? What about the skills they have in science communication? Could those translate to corporate training or even science journalism? And thinking about the lifestyle each path might offer, could they make enough money to travel and live comfortably?
So it's about thinking beyond just the job title and really envisioning what life might be like down each of these paths.
Exactly. And another tool that can be helpful in Lane B is future prototyping. Now, this doesn't mean making big changes right away. It's more about doing little experiments to get a feel for different possibilities. Our Facebook poster could maybe take an online course in instructional design to see if they like it, volunteer with a nature conservation group to get some experience, or even just talk to people who are working in different fields that they're curious about.
So basically trying things out on a small scale before making any big commitments.
That's it. And then just briefly, lane C, land and scale, that focuses on making any decisions that come out of all this exploration actionable and sustainable. Even at this early stage, it's good to think about what kind of support you might need and how you'll measure your progress.
So bringing it all back to our friend on Facebook and how this method can help them get unstuck, it seems like it's not about someone giving them the right answer, but more about giving them a framework for understanding their situation and then exploring different paths with more clarity and intention.
You got it. The Clarity Lab method, it's not about magic solutions. It's about shifting that feeling of being overwhelmed by a million options back to understanding the root problems of the things that are influencing you and the assumptions you're making that might be holding you back. by going through that explore together phase or Facebook poster, and anyone else feeling stuck can start to see things in a new light.
So it's about understanding the why behind feeling stuck before you even start to think about the what of potential solutions.
Exactly. A lot of times that feeling of being stuck, it doesn't come from a lack of options. It comes from not being clear on what actually matters to you and what's driving that feeling of dissatisfaction.
So to everyone listening, if you're feeling lost or like you're at a crossroads in your career or any part of your life, try borrowing a page from the Clarity Lab method and really dive into that first stage, explore together. Ask yourself those big questions. What are the real problems? Who and what is influencing you right now? And what assumptions are you making about your options and your future?
What themes pop up when you really dig into those questions? What connections start to emerge between the things that are making you feel stuck? By taking the time to explore the problem, you might find that the way forward becomes a lot clearer, even if you don't know the exact destination yet.
Maybe the most important decision isn't figuring out which path to take. It's understanding why you're considering those paths in the first place. Think about that. How could shifting your focus from finding solutions to really understanding the problem open up new possibilities and help you find a clearer path forward?